You're listening to SBS News.
Mobile phone tracking software is being touted by the government as one of the keys to the eventual easing of the COVID-19 restrictions. Better contact tracing, broader testing, and being able to respond to local outbreaks are the three benchmarks the National Cabinet has named as being essential before there's any easing of the restrictions. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the outbreak in northwest Tasmania shows why a phone app would be useful. He told Triple M in Hobart an aged care worker was dishonest about their contacts when interviewed by the contact tracers.
I mean, we've had someone down there not tell the truth to the contact tracers about where they've been and who they've been with. And that means that a lot of people have been put at risk in northwest Tasmania. So this has been very unhelpful.
The app, which is still being developed, is based on technology already being used in Singapore. But for it to be effective in Australia, Scott Morrison says at least 40% of the population would need to download it. He says he'd rather Australians voluntarily agree to using the technology rather than have the government make it compulsory.
My preference is not to do that. My preference is to give Australians the go at getting it right.
But you would consider it if we're not?
Oh, look, I don't want to be drawn on that. I want to give Australians the opportunity to get it right. And that's my objective. That's my plan A. And I really want plan A to work. And I'm be calling on Australians as to do it, frankly, as a matter of national service.
The federal government says it won't stand in the way of a commercial solution to Virgin Australia's financial crisis. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says a market-based solution would be preferred.
We want to see a market resolution, a market solution for Virgin. And if you read reports today that there are some people who are interested in capitalising Virgin, and we hope that comes off.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the federal government could be doing more to assist Virgin, as it did with the regional airlines, including Rex.
It has been prepared to intervene to support Rex, and that's a good thing. But it needs to be prepared to give consideration to support Virgin whilst ensuring that taxpayers' interests are protected.
And Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the relatives of the 64 Australians who have died so far of COVID-19 deserve answers from China about the origins of the coronavirus. He told Channel 9 there's a need for greater transparency.
When you've got a Communist Party that doesn't have the transparency that other comparable economies have, then that is a problem. And when you see their involvement in foreign interference, when you see their involvement in cyber, all of these aspects need to, I think, be looked at again.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.